You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A young Somali woman lived the first 12 years of her life in a Kenyan refugee camp before settling in Syracuse. Hamdi Farah remembers struggling in school, but then she found a passion for teaching refugee children who faced exactly what she's been through herself. Mary Catalfano produced the story as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio Project, which is finding, coaching, and training public radio's future reporters and producers. Here's Hamdi's story in her own words.
I think I'm going to ask you what this is about.
Why should we read this?
Because I want you guys to do both. Although, like, I wanted to help kids and teach kids, I was always afraid of saying that I want to be a teacher because I thought I was never good enough. I'm still, you know, learning English. I'm still struggling to write, you know? Like, I had all these doubts in me. My name is Hamdi Farah. I'm working at the North Side Learning Center as the middle school lead teacher. I'm graduating with my associate degree, hoping to transfer to a four-year college to get my bachelor's in teaching. So my parents are originally from Somalia. They fled to Kenya refugee camp when the civil war broke out. So I was born in Kenya. I was there until I was 12 years old. So pretty much life was okay for me. Like, I loved playing around. I loved running around. My parents weren't like a big fan of school. So like, they didn't really motivate me or they didn't really put me into school. And I hated it. So I would always skip school. And nobody would, like, really say anything to me. While I was in the airplane, before I even got to America, I was kind of somehow, like, blown away, like, seeing different skin colors, different people that dressed different than me. Yeah, of course, I did face a lot of, like, racism or, like, what's it called, bullying in school. Maybe for, like, saying or pronouncing a word wrong, just for, like, simple things. At the Lars Island Center, I was always excited to be here because there was, like, really not a language barrier because most of the girls were Somalian. They also speak broken English like me, so just being able to, like, speak back and forth to each other without anybody making fun of anyone was also lovely. I used to get, like, that extended help that I didn't get from home. So I would always get homework from school, and it's like, oh, well, who's going to help me with my homework? But then I would come to the North Side Learning Center, and it's like, there's tutors, there's teachers. And then I started working here, and it's like, you know, you can do this. And the students you'll be teaching are not students who were born here. They're students who are like you, who come from, like, other countries and, you know, are learning English. So maybe you becoming a teacher will help them set goals that they are scared of maybe to set, maybe dream about dreams that they're maybe even scared of dreaming. So that kind of helped me want to become a teacher.
So something you want to accomplish, you know what accomplish is?
Mm-hmm.
Something is that, like, you want to make it done, like, you want to cross out of your list, something out of your book to amal.
One thing that I do every day with them is journals. So they have to write for like 15 minutes when they come into the classroom, because I feel like that would help them express how they're feeling, maybe leave their day or whatever that happened to them at school, whatever that happened to them at home, and then kind of start out new.
So, yeah, in the next 5 years, maybe you want to graduate in high school. Think about those kind of stuff, okay?
No matter how many times I fail, no matter how stressed I am, whenever I come to my classroom and see those girls motivated, see them wanting to do more in life, motivates me. Like, it's like, you know, get up, don't be lazy.
That story was produced by Mary Catalfano as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio Project that spent a week in Syracuse University's Newhouse School this past month. All stories in the week-long New American series are on our website, waer.org.